and welcome to another exciting episode of the Good Game Guys with your host, Dr. Captain,
TKO,
Deg,
and
you guys interject. Do we have to go over this every?
I think we kind of had. I thought we had the system kind of down.
God
here,
Kramer.
Seriously.
You mean like the last time where I said, "Hey, didn't you guys say you were going to introduce me?"
We are.
Did we?
Did we?
Yeah. Well, you know, forget it. We're here. Let's do the show.
Kramer's in the house, folks.
Oh yes, Kramer.
Jerry, shut up.
All right, Gamer Kramer. Hold on.
Unfortunately, it looks like we're kind of down a bit of a hostess at the current moment.
This week's injection of cuteness is missing.
Yeah.
Where is she?
Stephanie's dead for a week.
She is being interviewed at the MMA or, yeah.
MMPA?
MMPA, there we go. Something
TKO's just gone through his text messages right now trying to clarify that.
MPG.
MMPA. Yeah, you're right. MMPA.
So yeah, she's currently not being interviewed. So.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's big, I guess, right? You know,
doing something a little more productive than us, right?
Heyo. That's not saying much.
Speak for yourself for getting to introduce Guy.
Ouch.
Okay. I'm like, Vince is over there playing League of Legends. I mean, that's more productive, you know, right?
I guess.
He's over there putting foot to ass and stuff. I'm just saying. Handing out piping hot ass whippings.
Right.
Fresh out the oven.
Yeah, so hey, what are we?
What is worse, a hot ass whipping or a cold ass whipping?
I think a cold one is, because that means you didn't even get time to warm up. You just got beat on.
Well, if I recall the old Klingon proverb, the best way to serve revenge is on a... How was that again? Help me out.
Revenge is a dish that is best served cold. You patak.
You mean the Spanish proverb?
Yeah, that's all. I'm like, that's an Earth proverb that the Klingons stole.
But
then again, you should listen to Shakespeare in the original Klingon.
Dude, that might sound awesome.
That would sound awesome.
Dude, that'd be kind of epic. That'd be the next frontier. Klingon up.
Don't you... Have you guys seen Undiscovered Country? Undiscovered Country, guys. Like the second best Star Trek movie.
Oh, no, no. No, no.
Really?
Second best.
Okay, what's your first?
Well, you tell me.
I'm just making sure. He's not going to say like the one with the whales or something.
No, Wrath of Khan, bitch.
It's up there on one of the good ones. It was a comedy film. You got to remember that when you watch it.
Okay, me, I'm going Wrath of Khan is number one.
Yes.
And, you're right, Undiscovered Country is number two. Yeah, you're right.
Boom!
I give. Damn!
All right.
It's like we're having ourselves a little bit of a seating arrangement
right now. I don't know, he's doing chair opera, or chair dance right now.
Yep. Chair Klingon opera.
All right, well, while he's rearranging the seat, playing musical chairs.
Yeah,
all right,
TKO, I definitely know what you're doing right now. Start talking about it.
All right, as y'all may or may not know, Season 9, New Accord, just dropped in Star Trek Online, and I have to say, it is freaking epic. One of the main things they did is they completely redesigned Earth's space dock. So now instead of looking like, I don't know, some cramped dock in New York City, it looks like a combination of the Laguna Hills Mall mixed with LAX. Also, they completely...
Well, gee, way to confuse some of our listeners who probably don't live in Laguna Hills.
Fine, Heathrow Airport and some other place in London where they go, where girls go to shop.
By the way, listeners, did you get the fact that we're from California?
Also, what they did
sort of.
They completely streamlined and revamped the reputation system. Now, a lot of people cringe when they hear a company say we're streamlining something. Usually means they're taking out the bits that makes it fun. Not in this case. Instead of having to spend hundreds of thousands of, you know, well, hard-earned energy credits on your reputation system for buying, like, industrial replicators or self-sealing stem bolts, it only costs you a flat rate of energy credits, flat rate of expertise, and a flat rate of the marks. They also revamped the system. The little kit that's used underground, you can customize your own kits.
TKO?
What up?
I will trade you 5,000 packets of yamik sauce for your self-sealing stem bolts.
You know what? Add in 3 bars of gold pressure latinum, and you have a deal.
Wow. All right.
That's a pretty nice core compression, man.
And, yep, that's about it, what I did. I played a little bit of Neverwinter. I got, you know, sad face when Dag started, at level 6, and I'm at level 21. Now he's at level 28, and I'm at level 26.
No, I'm at level 26.
Oh, my bad. He's the same level as me. Then he's sweet.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are going to drag me into Neverwinter.
Probably not.
Unintentional. No, you guys already unintentionally dragged me in. I was just last night about to install the thing, but then I stopped myself going, wait a second. No! They're about to pull me in.
It's good! Except for we're probably going to have to fire our guild and start a new one.
But I already kind of looked at some of the race choices in the Neverwinter, and I got a little disappointed.
Dude, the...
Why so?
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't really like the fact, like the different many sub-types of elves. I don't know. That stuff just seems a little whack to me.
It's kind of awesome.
So would you say they're sub-human?
Well, no.
Drow, half-elf, and elf make sense. Moon elf, wood elf, what other elves are
elves
there?
Elves can't be hippies? What?
Elves are already hippies to begin with.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm calling you elves.
Super hippies.
I'm sure the moon and the wood varieties are just a background story feature you can have on the elf race.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, because there's only three of them. There's the
well, cause drow, I was
like... there's the elf, there's the high elf, and if you want to count the half elf, that's kind of like a human and an elf.
Yeah, yeah.
So four. Dude. Okay, my bad.
That must be one hot chick. She's half elf. Oh, yeah.
Then, to be honest, I'm having trouble figuring out which race I really want to go for a rogue trickster, I believe.
No, the hard thing is going to be like, what do you want to play as? Because the classes in this game, the way they work is just awesome.
Well, I kind of figured out what I want.
All of the races have different stat bonuses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
True.
And I already figured out what I kind of want to play since, you know, Bard doesn't exist.
What's the primary stat for a trickster rogue?
Dexterity and charisma, I believe.
So be any of the elves.
That's what I was kind of thinking of, because
any of them.
I don't really care to be a halfling.
Well, don't be a drow, but any of the others.
Yeah. Mm. I think I may wind up having to go drow, because at least I get that charisma bonus as well.
I went guardian fighter, and I'm starting to sad face, because looking at footage of the rangers that teleporting around and doing nightcrawler stuff with a bow is just making my like special parts tingle.
I think I went half-elf for my devout cleric,
because
he's got... the wisdom bonus and a charisma bonus.
Why am I not surprised you went cleric?
Because I told you I wanted to play a healer in this game.
Well, I know
I'm a cleric, Eric.
If there's a thing you can always count on Dag, he'll always be the NG or he'll be the healer. And I kind of appreciate that in a person because those are roles nobody almost wants to take.
I don't know. He managed in Star Trek Online to turn his science ship into damn near a sniper.
Did you really?
Kind of, sort of.
He made a Tetron beam boat. So he comes out, he hits you with his... a special ability, Tetron Beam, and then it hits you with, you know, six other Tetron Beams, turning your shields into wet tissue paper.
Oh, wow.
And he heals you to death.
Yeah. Oh, and then he's cascading gravity well. So he'll spin the cooldown to cast one gravity well, and also the chains, and you're stuck in three of them. So you're just stuck there in like a space pothole for 5 minutes while he just unloads on your shields.
Up to five.
Five!
Yeah, that guy's purple.
Hates you. See, just look at my face. Audience, this isn't Easy Talk Live, so y'all can't see the hate on my face right now, but it kind of looks
live.
Like this.
This is the good game, guys, sir.
He said this is
part?
Not Easy Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I see what he's saying.
So thus,
now.
You can't see the hatred on my face right now and the shaking of my fist and the biting of my thumb at thee.
So what you're saying is that his gravity wells will get you stuck in a subspace sandbar?
Yes. In space.
What is that? That was TNG, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I hate his face.
You mad, bro?
Like, I just tested out my ship, like, against his just to see what's up. He was, like, what, 20-something levels behind my 10 levels behind me, and was still almost vaping my shield facings.
You know what, since we're in a room full of Trekkies right now, a little bit myself included. Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little.
I've honest to God had this question that's been kind of plaguing me a little bit since I woke up a night ago.
Okay.
So, I was kind of thinking of the events of First Contact, right?
All right.
Just real quick, let's go ahead and get into this. So, was there ever actually a point in time where Zefram Cochrane actually achieved warp speed by himself, or did the Enterprise crew create a paradox to where they will always intervene?
That's sort of what happens when you get involved with time travel.
Temporal mechanics. I hate it.
Things get a little bit fucked.
Wibbly, wobbly, timey, wimey.
Wait. I was thinking about that, too, but then I realized that, okay, when they got there, the time shift was already completed.
Right.
It wasn't damaged or anything. It suffered minor, you know, bumps from
because they had like radiation leaks and such.
So it's not like the Enterprise crew got there and then had to like
built it for them,
rebuild everything and go, well, we're going to have to add in our new part. So it stands to with reason that he could have done it by himself. When he sobered up, of course.
Within a certain point of time, though.
The first instance of time is probably when he did do it himself, but everyone thereafter, from the moment they went back, they had coercion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had an effect on that timeline, so time must have branched out. So there's the primary timeline, which
getting into the multiverse.
And then the alternate timeline, which is where, you know, the series is currently at.
And then the piece of crap that J.J. Abrams did by blowing up Vulcan.
But then you OG Star Trek fans know Zefram Cochrane went out into space and had sex with a smoke monster.
What?
Lived to be like 150 years old.
It kind of Kirk complex, like, let's screw the green chick because she's there in green.
Dude, her body was hot. I mean,
seriously, that was OG Star Trek. They introduced Zefram Cochrane in the original series, and he was being kept alive by some, like, fog creature that was in love with him.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow.
Wait,
that was the original series.
I have to go back and rewatch that because I don't remember him being mentioned in that. I remember only once.
Yes, there was an entire episode.
How long ago was the original series?
1960s.
Okay, so before I was born.
I've seen a Trek fan.
I got to get a refresher on that one.
Netflix.
Hey, no. Hey, guys, Star Trek continuity.
Lol.
But you know, Deg, if you really want to catch that, let's just hop in the time machine. We'll just go back and watch the old Star Trek series back in the 60s.
If I had a time machine, I would be doing so many more good things with my life than watching Star Trek.
Yeah, if we had a time machine, you wouldn't be having this conversation right now because we would go back in time, gotten some, you know, going into the future, get some lottery numbers, come back, and
yeah,
not
but
be
what's
having...
To say, you know, what's to say us getting, like, the winning lottery numbers doesn't make Hitler, like, live or something like that? So you got to be careful.
That's the future, not the past.
Well, to be fair, it's only, like, a week in the past.
Hmm.
Huh.
Bring the lottery numbers from this recent winner back a week.
How about we just avoid this entire topic for an hour? We'll be on it for the next.
I guess
it's
good.
Foreseeable
I want to end it. Hitler's always going to come back if you mess with time.
Don't. Dude, that one time in Riddler 2 does not count.
He came back, though.
No, he didn't. It was Stalin.
Remember, run over pedestrians because sometimes they're dicks.
Anyway.
So what you're saying is Hitler always comes back if you mess with time, no matter what you did. Like, you build a time machine, you go in the future, and then when you come back to the present, Hitler's just standing there outside of your time machine going, I'm as surprised as you are.
Yeah, that's it exactly.
Yeah, it's the far-reaching butterfly effect, I guess.
Hitler is the nexus of time travel.
All because of Einstein.
Moving on.
Okay. Hit that blinker, going on and turning into the off-ramp.
Yeah, okay. Going back onto the freeway here, so Tag.
So,
I'm sorry, what else were you doing?
Oh, well, yeah, I played Neverwinter for a couple of days. TKO invited me into his guild, and nobody was ever online, so, including him.
I think that means he needs to abandon that guild and make the official Good Game Guys guild.
Well,
the GGG?
What I think I need to do is spend my time doing other things than playing MMOs with TKO.
Hey,
GGGs? Is there player housing in that game?
Dude.
Sorry?
Is there player housing in that game?
That I'm aware of, but maybe. I don't know.
One of you said yes and the other said no.
Nah, TKO was talking to somebody else that's off screen.
Fourth wall, put it back up. Well, no. Okay, what he's saying is he went to play Neverwinter. I'm like, season 9 of Star Trek Online is coming out. So I've been on Star Trek Online for the last, you know, week, making preparations and kicking, you know, Species 8472's ass. Of course, Neverwinter. I'm going to do my professions, then hop back in my starship.
Well, to be honest, even
I was just thinking, if you guys made a clan or a guild in an MMO with player housing, would you call the guild, you know, spot the GGG spot?
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think we should.
Would.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm not even mad.
Happy, actually.
That's the official name of our guild from now on.
No, not the guild. The guild house is the GGG spot.
Okay, exactly. Yeah.
Wow. All
right.
Girls from around the universe will be wanting to sign up for that guild.
Please.
Uh-huh. Hey, we got to let...
Happy fanboys, maybe.
We can let TKO dream.
Yes. Can I have that?
No.
Let me keep my Martin Luther King moment, okay?
He has a dream.
What the hell is the last thing that happened last time Black Cat had a dream?
The same thing that happened to me when I was playing Payday. I was counting the money, and the popo said, hey. I went, crap.
You ran into that psychodozer, didn't you?
Screw drilling!
Small.
Yeah, you're staring at the drill, also there's a cop walking up next to you with a freaking pistol, just look at the drill.
Don't ever stare at the drill.
Pop! Oh, my brains!
You start the drill, it runs, you go kill some pigs, you come back when you hear the drill malfunctioning, you fix the drill, you go back to killing pigs.
Well, the cop splattered my plans and my brain all over the wall, so.
That's because you suck.
Hey!
The drill gets
so boring!
The drill get jammed with brain?
I guess.
Yeah.
So.
At least my blood kind of helped, like, you know, the cooling effect.
Lubricate it.
So I've also been playing some One Finger Death Punch, which is a really amusing indie game.
You got
Steam.
You got me that game.
Yeah,
I'm a little hooked.
I got it for you and for TKO.
I'm a little hooked. Like, I started adopting that very terrible Asian accent as I'm going through, like, punching things left and right.
It's so amazing.
Oh, no. I don't know if I should do this, because I remember one time my friend showed me the this cartoon about the presidents in high school, and I got drunk one day, and I got stuck with a JFK accent for a week.
Okay.
You, sir, you fight now.
So the game, for those who haven't played it, you remember back in like the late 90s, early 2000s era of pre-Newgrounds, there was a stick figure fighting...
Matrix.
Hell yeah, I remember that.
...video called Zhao Zhao.
Yep.
This game is like that, but interactive.
It's fun, folks.
So it's kind of amazing. It's kind of a joke, but it's kind of amazing.
Huh.
Quite addictive. And that's pretty much what I've been spending my time with. How about you, Dr. Captain?
So my time basically was, well, one, playing One Finger Death. You know, the more stuff you're getting me hooked on right now. Deck right here is my game, crack dealer.
I know, right?
Like,
freaking...
I'm a total pusher, I guess.
Yeah, dealer.
So, folks, if you got any games you want to know about, just hit up Deg, and he'll tell you if it's good or not, I guess.
Well, it's not that. I don't play, like, all of the games out there.
Fair enough.
My buddy Ferret Bomb gave me a copy of One Finger Death Punch a while ago, and I just started playing it because I just had time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't put it down for, like, a few hours, and I'm like, my hand hurts.
No, hearing your friend's name just makes me think of, like, a Saturday afternoon in a peaceful park and a giant bomb dropping filled with ferrets and people just screaming, oh, God!
Everyone getting robbed.
F-Bomb's a pretty cool dude. He runs his Twitch thing, like, every night at 10 p.m. Pacific, twitch.tv/ferretbomb. You get a...
I love the nickname of the nickname.
I know, right? Like... I think that was part of the purpose. Like,
and I also love Cyanide and Happiness. Great recent strip where this guy's holding this big bomb, and his friend goes, what the hell is that? And he goes, it's an F-bomb. He drops it and goes, ah, shit.
Anyway.
And from left field.
Anyway, so, yeah, honestly, that's interesting that you bring up the whole Twitch thing, because, to be honest, recently I managed to finally get a dual monitor system going on.
Ooh.
So that's cool. Now
welcome to 2002.
Yeah, I know, right? I am way behind on the times.
I'm too picky. Like, I'm not going to use my TV as my secondary monitor. I mean, I can, but it's...
Jeez, that'd be the primary. Come on.
It's huge, and it causes a lot of heat in an otherwise rarely air-conditioned area. So, like, I'd rather have, like, a smallish monitor, like 17 to 21 inches off to the side.
Anyway, though, with that said, I'm actually going to start seriously look into getting some kind of a Twitch account going on, so we can start jumping on the streaming bandwagon.
You should probably set up a practice one before you...
Well, duh.
Yeah.
You think I'm really ready to,
just
like...
Just so you can make sure that your system's able to handle it. By the way, it's not.
Hey, folks, if you want to watch us on Twitch...
At 4.5 frames per second, tune on in.
It's like 60 seconds per frame.
This is a picture of me going up the stairs. This is a picture of me getting owned.
We're hand animating live. It's an incredible strain on the animator's wrists.
Fair enough. What have you been up to, Span?
A little bit more Arkham Origins. They just launched the Cold Heart DLC expansion, which is basically just a video game retelling of the Batman animated series origin story for Mr. Freeze, because, you know, Batman animated series, when they introduced Mr. Freeze, they gave him a whole new origin story that was just, like, so badass, it became the, you know, standard, you know, origin story for him. So right. now it's in video game form.
It was so good, it was canon?
What was the original?
I think he was...
He was just a goofy scientist with Freeze technology. Now he's, you know, a pitiable...
A very Shakespearean villain.
Like character development and stuff like that.
Yes, exactly. And, oh, my God, tell me the original voice actor for Mr. Freeze on the animated series was not just badass.
Yeah. It's seriously about as epic as the original Joker.
He actually died a few years back, though. He was a pretty old guy. He was a very famous Native American actor.
Hmm.
He was an Indian?
Yeah, he was Native American. But anyway, for this game, they actually have the guy that did Brain and Pinky and the Brain as Mr. Freeze.
I need to play this game now.
I need to play this game now.
I need this now.
Yes. But yeah, so there's Arkham Origins there, a little bit more Dead Rising. I strapped some LMGs to the arms of a robotic teddy bear that's motion activated. And like, okay, so the teddy bear itself, it's motion activated to go, I love you, and move its arms when you walk past. So I used the motion detecting system in it to activate machine guns on its arms and use it as a turret. Then I taped that to a tricycle that I can push around and basically have it just be a mobile turret.
I love that. For the first time ever, I'm jelly of Xbox people.
Oh, no, there are so many crazy things you can do with it. Like, you can get a football, and you can duct tape grenades to a football and just spiral it right into a group of zombies.
I'm sad. I'm so sad-faced right now.
So there's that. I've been playing a little bit of Titanfall. Which, I mean, you know, Titanfall, it's Call of Duty with giant robots. How can you lose? How can you fail?
Okay, I won't get into that.
Call of Duty?
I won't get into that.
Here's the thing, though. Matchmaking, oh my God, matchmaking.
Call of Duty's good.
The first match I tried on the campaign, the campaign is online only, but, you know, there's, like, the thin veneer of story there. So, like, I go to do the first mission in campaign. It throws me into matchmaking. My entire team is level 1, level 1, level 1, level 1, level 1, and then, like, 2 level 9s. The entire enemy is, like, 3 and 4 time prestiged level 50s. I just went, nope, 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 and noped right out of that room.
Make sure you explain to them what prestige means.
For those of you that don't play Call of Duty or have never played Call of Duty, basically when you hit level 50, the max level, you have an option to reset your level back to level 1 and make your way all the way back up to 50, and in exchange for that you get like a cool little icon next to your name to show that you're so badass you reset the odometer in your game car.
So it's Payday is infamous.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So pretty much it was a group of Padawans versus Master Yoda and some Mace Windu clones.
Right on.
It was let's see how hard we can kick babies in the face.
So what else you been up to?
I've also been playing Hearthstone. I mean, I was playing it on PC when it came out, but they just launched it on iPad, and it's like, hey, sweet, awesome collectible card game laying in bed. Yeah, I'll definitely get in on this. And I've been enjoying it. I mean, you know, when you're not getting top-decked up the ass and getting pulled inside out, it's actually pretty fun.
Dude, your organs must hurt right now.
Oh, dude, seriously. And for those of you that don't know what top decking is, it's basically when your enemy pulls the one card that'll either F you or save them.
It's called Heart of the Cards, man. Heart of the Cards.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, you bring up the Yu-Gi-Oh! Reference. So with us, we have a pretty good friend of mine, actually, that's hosting himself a bit of a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament, I suppose you could say. I don't know. River, by all means, take the spot.
Yes, tell us about it.
I'm talking. We are doing
talk louder.
You live in Southern Orange County. Do you enjoy higher education? We're hosting Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament at Saddleback College for the Saddleback College Foundation, which provides school supplies and scholarships to needy kids. All right. It's going to be this Friday, April 25th at noon. Please arrive early if you can. First prize is going to be a gold premiere box. Second prize is going to be one pack. of the gold box. Entry is going to be $5. Pizza and soda is available for an additional $5. All of those proceeds will be going towards the Saddleback College Foundation. If there's enough support from dropouts and late arrivals, we'll be having a second sort of informal single elimination tournament at about 3 p.m. All right, thank you for your time, and good game.
Wait, before you go, tell us one more time the time and location.
Good idea. Friday, April 25th, noon, it's going to be at Saddleback College.
In Mission Viejo.
In Mission Viejo, yes.
So bring your game.
It's going to be at the Student Services Center, room 211. Game
room. Room 211.
All right. Now support a worthy cause, and the heart of the cards will be with you.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Sounds like it's time for a break.
Yeah. So we'll be right back after this quick word, folks.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Good Game Guys. What madness were we currently involved
in? I kind of want to watch now.
Well, hey, you know what? Funny you should say that, because we are actually going to be running that contest where you could indeed win yourself a watch. Real quick, let's give us a quick rundown on that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have 1 week to sit down and think of the most a prequel that's coming out, but
an extra week.
Yes, an extra week. To what game sequel would you want made? Like, if you could do a Kickstarter or whatever, what sequel would you want made?
What? I think you're changing the rules.
Oh, yeah, you're changing it. It was the worst sequel, so disappointing that you wish they hadn't made a sequel.
Okay, fine. We'll use that one.
Yeah, don't change the rules halfway through the contest.
Dude, I had a plan.
That is something that Fox News would do.
Plan before we put it in motion, dumbass.
Ah, fine. Which game...
was
the worst,
right,
largest piece of garbage crap that even if you tried to feed it to your dog after not feeding it for 2 weeks, and why?
Yeah, I nominate TKO for the win.
Thank you. Wait, I didn't even put my
doesn't matter. No. Here's your Havana watch.
Thank you. Goodbye. Contest over. Good bad luck next time.
I've had people messaging me say, oh, my God, I am so going to win that watch.
Ooh.
So, you know, we have people that are going to come to play when we actually get down to having people call in.
Just as long as they know that they have to give a reason why, not just drop a name and walk away.
They just drop a mic and leave.
Yeah, they got to give us five compelling reasons, like why this was the worst video game sequel
in history.
Do you think we should even open up to just worst video game out there?
No. We're narrowing it down to a...
Narrow. We'll be here all night. Make it video game.
You know what? Yeah. Sequel.
And of a game. Should we also add an end of a game where the first game was actually good?
No, come on.
That's typically what's going to happen, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's...
It's like it was a terrible game and the sequel was even worse.
Oh, no, this is more like I was on the hype train.
Disappointing.
And Duke Nukem Forever came out.
I'm just like, see?
Like...
That,
I'm just saying.
I think you just gave some of our listeners one of the five reasons.
That was disqualified.
Did you say, wait,
gotta come up with a reason. You can't say you were on the hype train.
Dude,
did you say you were waiting for Duke Nukem Forever and it came out? Because I think you meant to say you were waiting for Duke Nukem and it partial birth abortioned out.
Right.
And we waited forever for it.
Right. It was like a blended fetus and dog shit smoothie. It was terrible.
Oh.
That's vile right there, man.
With a couple of shakes of afterbirth.
Please don't tell me you used a swirly straw.
Oh,
we got to move on from that. We're getting too vile here,
abandoned
folks.
Ship.
Anyway, so we have the contest happening up next week. Also, by the way, we forgot to mention while giving out the donations for Duelists, you can also find them on Facebook. We'll go ahead and post that link up there on our own Facebook.
Yeah, you can also check out the rules for this contest at, you know, at Facebook, at the Good Game Guys page.
.com. So, I think right about now is the moment where we start getting into...
What's been going on?
Dang it, I usually try to set that up. Oh, right. There is actually one other thing that I kind of forgot to mention. So, folks, please make sure to... whoops, I'm reading that a little too much. Folks, we have ourselves a bit of a new interesting setup to where you can start receiving updates to our show via text message. The way you can kind of do that is you need to text 949-836-9596. And like I said, you'll start receiving some updates from our show, maybe even some of the other shows that you kind of enjoy.
And you have to text Good Game Guys to that number, ladies and gentlemen. Good Game Guys.
That's right. Got to make sure to add Good Game Guys when you text that number. So real quick, one last time, that number is 949-836-9596.
I dialed the number with my face.
Damn it, Kramer.
I think that was less Kramer and more Ding Fries Are Done.
Right now?
Not sure. Right. Tickets are also available for the Experience the Easy Way May 10th event in Orange County that supports women of global change. And for more info for that, go ahead and follow the facebook.com/experiencetheeasyway. And that would be Xperience, like the letter X.
Like X-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like ex-girlfriend.
So it's Experience the letter E, letter Z way.
Anyway, so I think now that we got some of the promotions out of the way, I did kind of have one question I want to bring up, but I think it's time to take care of one real important thing. Deg?
Oh, shit.
I swear, I keep trying to set this up.
you do, and then I just, fuck it, we're doing it live.
I like my news like I like my coffee in the butt.
A new dev blog at Star Wars The Old Republic's website at swtor.com announces the Galactic Strongholds expansion for The Old Republic has been delayed. Early access will now commence August 19th instead of June 24th. According to said blog, the developers didn't feel the expansion was expansive enough. It currently lacks a full set of new features. They do offer a full outline of planned changes and a new schedule for how this will all roll out, so if you play the game, you should probably go there and check it out. Are you as excited about Watch Dogs as I am?
No, of course not.
Go check out some multiplayer footage and explanation. A new trailer was posted today to YouTube. Just type in Watch Dogs 8-minute multiplayer walkthrough and you'll get right through to it. You deserve it. Remember, this game will be available globally on May 27th. Such hype, so wow.
Right?
Blizzard.
That game has definitely been taking a bit of a bell curve graphically, hasn't it?
A little bit, but let me continue my train of thought here.
Let the dagge go on.
God damn it. Fucking interrupting Kramer.
Boo!
Blizzard announced details about BlizzCon 2014, stating this year's convention will take place on Friday, November 7th, and Saturday, November 8th, at the Anaheim Convention Center in California. The bulk of the $199 tickets will go out in two batches on May 7th and on May 10th. A consignment of tickets to the exclusive pre-BlizzCon dinner will go on sale for about $750 each on May 14th to benefit charity. This is annually a highlight of Blizzard's year, and with Hearthstone and Reaper of Souls recently launched, as well as the upcoming betas for Heroes of the Storm and Warlords of Draenor, they're probably going to have a lot to show and tell the attendees.
Do you think we're going to be able to make it to that?
I don't have that kind of money, do you?
I don't know. Eric.
hey, guys, we got this. Load up Payday 2.
All right, we'll load up Payday 2 to pay for our BlizzCon tickets.
Sure. EA and BioWare announced an October 7th release date for Dragon Age Inquisition in North America, saying the release of the next title in their action RPG series will follow for Windows, PS4, PS3, and the Xbox 360 in Europe on October 10th. Notice that Xbox One was left out of that list. I don't really know why, but it wasn't there. I looked. Grid Autosport has been announced by the Cody's blog at blog.codemasters.com, which explains some of the first details available about the game. Grid 2 was met with disappointment by many of the series fans, and there are posts to NeoGAF where a supposed Codemasters developer says the PC is the lead platform and will not be a port. We'll see, Codemasters. We'll see. Dark Souls 2, anybody?
What about it?
Beating a dead horse, and now moving on from it. The Last of Us art director, Nate Wells, has left Naughty Dog to join Giant Sparrow. This comes hot on the heels of Amy Hennig, creative director for Uncharted, as well as the Uncharted 4 director, Justin Richmond, both leaving as well. These are three pieces of executive-level talent leaving Naughty Dog in 1 month. It sort of makes you wonder if this will have any effect on Uncharted 4, since the game already has huge shoes to fill. Who knows? The Last Federation is now available on Steam. Word is, the game is a grand strategy title with turn-based tactical combat. I took a look at it on YouTube, and it appears to be more of a numbers-balancing sim, where you get to do all sorts of stuff to bring unification to planetary races that just don't seem to want it. There are hundreds of things you can do to shift powers to your line of thinking, like bribing them, wiping out enemies and pirates, giving them spacefaring technologies, etc. But
breaking,
do be
the
careful.
Prime directive.
Yeah, if you do one huge thing to please one planet, you're probably going to piss off the rest of them. AI Wars, which is the previous entry in Arkin's game library, was an excellent proof of concept of how this type of game can work and provide unlimited playthroughs and endless entertainment, so long as you're able to use your head for more than just a wrecking ball, TKO.
I don't know what you're talking about.
In Exile has posted an announcement regarding Wasteland 2. A major update has been made available for the Early Access edition of the game. And patch notes are up at wastelandrpg.tumblr.com outlining some 400 changes in the new version. They say the game is now in the final stages of development, and the Early Access version now represents about 40% of the finished product. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if 40% is really representative of a nearly finished product.
Yeah, no.
Seems like they got 60% to go, right?
Yeah.
But that's it, so yay, news.
So 40...
Sorry, I was just a little caught up in that moment of TKO just using his head as a wrecking ball while, funny enough, singing Miley Cyrus' song. That song you just had to get in my damn head.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't play innocent here, pal.
There's something wrong with you, dude.
You got the song stuck in my head.
Lies and deceptions.
Okay, man, like a... Oh, shit. He's got it. He's got it good. He knows how to put on that face.
All right.
Damn.
So, we're moving on now.
Well, I guess we're moving on here, since TKO seems to...
TKO's doing the right thing.
He seems to have mastered the art of shutting his mouth up.
I'm black and I'm treating you like a judge.
So I want to go ahead and pop the question real quick, actually.
You're going to marry us?
I don't.
Yes, please. Marry me.
I don't.
Anyone?
Wow, you got shut down.
Man.
I know. Like, what?
No love for the cap. Anyway, folks. No, I actually want to go ahead and pretty much ask, since we just did the promotion for, you know, the dueling for donations, what's your guys' thoughts on card games?
Depends on the game, really. I enjoy some of them, and I don't enjoy others. Like, Munchkin's kind of fun. Cards Against Humanity is kind of, well, really fun.
Oh, yeah.
I
enjoy Texas Hold'em, which isn't really a board game or
it's a card game.
Collectible card game. But it is a flavor of poker. And
wrong.
A card
it
game.
Is a collectible card game. With your cards, you collect everyone else's money.
Pretty much.
Fair enough.
By the way, hey, folks, this is part of the show where you all can call in. So, hey, Dag, real quick, what's that number to get them on?
Oh, yeah, that number is 914-338-1303.
One more time?
Really? I just... Okay.
What?
914-338-1303.
Oh, yeah.
Also, you can reach us on Skype through Good Game Guys 1.
If you're brave enough.
That's the number one.
Pretty much.
Because we are number one.
All right.
We're still figuring out a slogan for that, folks.
I know, right?
Right.
Call in to give us your thoughts on a slogan.
Oh, my God.
But no.
Are we going to get more coffee butt slogans?
We might, Don.
Hey, we do need some more jingles here, folks.
Hey, Don. How you doing, Don?
Wait, no, you're give it a radio voice.
Hey, Don, how you doing? We need your help one more time.
Do we?
Yeah.
I thought she was the winner of the of the current jingle of the...
She is kind of
so
the
now
winner.
She has to defeat herself.
Yeah, she's kind of the winner by default.
Because, nobody...
My two favorite words in the English language.
...has submitted anything.
Default.
I'm bleeding, thus making me the winner.
Wow.
Oh, man. We're just pulling up...
Why'd you knock him out, too? He won.
I'm going to break that guy's fist with my face.
Oh, yes. And from now on, all you gamers will call me Betty.
Mind if I do a couple little news bits?
You know what? Yeah, go ahead. Sure. So we can maybe give the people a time to chance to call in, maybe give us their thoughts on what they feel about card games. Because I'm pretty sure everyone else has thoughts here as well. But go ahead with your news bits, man.
All right, let's see if I can get that jingle right. What was it? I like my women like my coffee ground up and in the freezer. Did I get it?
No. Here you go.
All right. Anyway, for those of you listening live right now, Red Orchestra True is free on Steam for 24 hours. So hop on that. If you're listening right now, go to Steam, download Red Orchestra 2 for free.
Red Orchestra.
Wait, 24 hours? Didn't that already start? We're in the process.
We're in the middle of it. I'm saying that it is free for 24 hours. We are in the middle of that 24-hour process right now.
Okay, so it's free for the next 12.
Possibly.
Okay.
And what is
Red
Orchestra?
Maybe a little more, maybe a little less, give or take.
Red Orchestra is another kind of a World War II multiplayer shooter kind of a game.
It is a realistic World War II multiplayer shooter.
Do I get to drive around in a M4?
Why don't you download it for free and find out?
Oh, hey. You dirty birdie.
It's free.
Right, and it's from a respected studio. It's from a respected studio. It's Tripwire. And they made Killing Floor, and we all love us some Killing Floor.
Yeah, we do.
All right, you guys do.
Didn't they also
leave
Rising the Storm, or did you mention that? I was being distracted by something.
Rising Storm, yes, they've also released Rising Storm. But while talking about free stuff, also Sonic and All Stars Racing Transformed is currently free on iOS and Android.
All right.
Huh. The good Sonic racing game. It is free on mobile platforms right now.
Why would Sonic need a car?
Jesus Christ.
Because it's part of the rules. He would be disqualified if he was on foot. Is that not a valid reason?
But it's Sonic the fucking Hedgehog.
No, but that would be like if you're in a go-kart race with little kids and you're like, screw this, you get out and start running, wouldn't they say, you're out, you're done?
Okay, fine. I get a cardboard box and put it around me, shaped as a car, and I just run.
You're going to Flintstones it?
And
Flintstones
his feet are spinning fast enough that it looks like wheels, because, Sonic.
Exactly.
Okay, so there's that. For the first time ever, 3DS games now have season passes.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. New Mario Golf World Tour is getting DLC and a season pass. So the game comes with 10 courses and 126 holes, and the further 108 holes and more golfers are DLC.
Oh, great. So you're paying paying full price for 60% of DS games now, too.
Awesome. Hey, well, here's the thing. 126 holes? That seems like a pretty significant and complete game for me. If this is all extra stuff, yeah, I really don't have a problem with it.
How many holes are on a golf course?
It depends how many, what you're playing, because it's 18 holes is a round of golf, and a golf course can have more than one course on it. So that's a lot of golf.
So you're finding that I'm confused about the mention of 10 courses with only 126 holes.
Oh.
And TKO's about right. That's about right around 60% of...
Well, no. That 126 holes is exactly 7 courses worth of holes. And here's the thing. You can do half courses. People play 9 holes.
Still paying full price for,
You know what? You don't know until you see the game.
I guess.
I know that I'm quite against season pass bullshit.
Yeah, I am against golf.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, disrespecting the Tiger?
And that's just Mini.
Old people aren't, you know, the audience then. Oh, here's a really good one. Vita owners, PSP and PS1 games, all of them now work on the Vita. They flipped some magical switch and just went, all right, everything is now supported. And people are just, you know, crapping themselves and downloading all the classic games they couldn't play before.
Why are they going to do that for PS3?
Never.
I still have my whole PS2 library going, just sitting there going, yes. Because my PlayStation 2, of course, died because it's grandpa now.
But, you know, seriously, like, before it was like a bunch of PSP and PS1 games worked, kind of like with the Xbox 360 and original Xbox games, but not all of them worked. And now it's like apparently 99%, if not 100%, work. And like the first thing I did was like, oh my god, Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops, download.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, although unfortunately some of the best PSP games aren't even available on the PlayStation Network, so it's not a fault of the Vita, it's just they're not even available digitally. Like, one of my favorite PSP games, Metal Gear Acid 2.
Wait, Metal Gear Solid Acid 2?
Metal Gear Acid 2 is not available on... Wait, are you even familiar with the game?
No, I didn't even know that existed.
There was two games in this series. It's a branch-off side series. It is a strategy card battling game in full 3D with some of the best graphics on the PSP.
What?
Hey, yes. Sorry to interrupt, but it looks like we finally got our Facebook stuff figured out. you can head over to our page on facebook.com/goodgameguysshow.
Ooh,
it's quite
easy.
And
that'll just take you directly to our fans page. So that's awesome.
Amazingly.
Sweet. Now we finally have that figured out.
Yeah,
By the way, sorry to interrupt you again, but does it look like we got ourselves a caller?
Right.
Oh, it does.
Caller.
Is it just me or the callers always come on when I'm talking?
That means you talk too much, Kramer.
Gamer Kramer?
Or they like you. Maybe your soothing voice just helps coax them into calling in.
Ooh. Perhaps that's it.
Okay.
Here they are.
What up?
Oh. Anyway.
Hello?
Oh!
Hello?
Is that
Hello, my...
Some weird
Hi,
person
guys.
On the radio.
Our
there is no weird
home.
Person on the radio.
Where are you?
Nowhere.
Hi, guys. I am so sorry. I'm going to say hello. I wish that I was there and I missed out, but I am at the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. I was doing a whole lot of interviewing, so I've been super crazy busy, but I would not forget you guys, and I just want to make sure I'm still here. I'm still listening in. I still want to know what's going on.
You go, girl. We missed your adorable little voice.
We did kind of miss you.
Oh, I missed you guys. What did I miss out on? Okay, wait. Just let me listen. I'll see you. Let me listen. I'll find out.
Yeah, go ahead and cast a recap, which, hey, for folks that aren't able to listen live right now or maybe just tuning in a little too late, hey, we do archive this stuff, so, hey.
And Stephanie, when you I'm giving you a preemptive, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh, no, what happened? What happened on today's show?
Stephanie, you'll hear it later.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the
whole
thing.
I will. I'll check out the archive. I'll definitely check out the archive. That's the beauty of it. That's why we can go and check it out afterwards. It's wonderful.
Yay.
But...
Oh, my God, we're doomed.
Anyways, continue as you were, gentlemen.
Good to hear from you.
We have Stephanie's permission to continue.
Oh, no, okay. Right. The queen has spoken.
All right.
Oh, man.
Are you able to stick around, or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I am in.
All right, yeah.
I'm in the,
She's hosting by proxy.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Shoot.
Guys, but, I am
right.
hosting and talking. I'm here.
Cool. Okay.
So anyway, as I was saying, like Metal Gear Acid 2 is really a combination of Final Fantasy Tactics and a card game.
What? Huh.
And it is so awesome. Metal Gear Acid 2 has like over 500 cards, and I'm not, you know, being too friendly to the game when I say how awesome it is, even though like I designed one of the super secret cards for the game.
So when it's time to get serious,
ooh,
do I get a foot and a half taller and my voice gets deeper?
Like one of the feathers in my cap is
like doing that.
Some of my work is in a, I don't say which one, just in a Metal Gear game.
Oh, you're cheating.
But hey, it's a good one, so you know, I get to say that it's in one of the good ones.
Damn it, Otacon.
But it's really cool. If you go into the password screen and you type in the Spaniard without any spaces, you unlock a card called Possessed Arm that stun locks an enemy.
Meryl!
Colonel. And it's really cool. When you actually play the card, you get a cutscene of Revolver Ocelot grabbing his arm and flipping out as like flashes of Liquid Snake appear behind him.
No, I need scissors.
Seriously.
And the funny thing is the card is so powerful that you're actually not even allowed to use it in multiplayer.
What?
It's locked out of multiplayer.
What? So you want like destroy everyone? That's sweet.
Well, I mean, it's
and it's
not
called a Spaniard.
Powerful. Yes. My
sure. Let's
name
be humble
is
now.
The password.
Yeah.
Come on. Wouldn't you be proud if you had your name in a Metal Gear game?
No.
Yes. That's why I'm saying. Don't be humble. That's awesome.
Right.
All
right.
That's
well,
pretty
hey,
sweet.
You know, next bit of news. Namco has announced a new game called Rise of the Incarnates. It is an arena battler in the vein of Power Stone and Anarchy Reigns. With staff from Tekken, Soul Calibur, and Gundam EX working on it. It is a PC-exclusive free-to-play arena battle game.
I saw the trailer of this. Yeah. My mind blown.
I might have to... Someone text me that because my brain can't hold on to the name of this awesomeness right now because it's burning.
Rise of the Incarnates. When is the last time, like, a good... fighting game beyond like Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter came out on PC.
Never.
What?
Tekken was the only other good one.
I'm gonna have to buy a joystick.
Tekken isn't out on PC.
Oh, you said for PC? Oh yeah, sorry guys, that's right.
PC, I mean, the closest you can go is Street Fighter X Tekken, but you know that's you know same company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, look it up, Rise of the Incarnates, there's trailers and screenshots, and yeah, free-to-play PC fighting game.
How's that going to make
that's
money?
That's true.
Microtransactions. Characters. I mean, it's probably going to make money the same way that, on the Xbox One.
Without Killer
Instinct. Killer Instinct. Got it. I remembered Killer Instinct.
That should like, oh no, man. See, my fear is the future of all gaming is going to go that route. Where you're going to buy a video game, it's going to come with, like, four characters, and you have to spend, like, $5 per additional character. You remember back in the day...
Or you can buy them all at once at a discount.
I know, but you remember back in the day when you bought a game and you beat that game. You did something awesome. What did it do? It unlocked all these new features, new levels, go through the game and go with all stuff. Now...
Well, TKO, while you're on that topic, basically, like, Killer Instinct on the Xbox One, you get a free rotating character to play... And if you want more characters, you can buy them a la carte, or for the price of a regular game, buy the entire thing. So nobody is missing out or losing out in any way. You can be a regular, old-fashioned customer and just buy the game outright. You can be a cheapskate and just play the free version that has rotating characters. Or, you know, if you're like, you know what, Fulgore is my man, I don't play anything but Fulgore, buy Fulgore and be done with it.
Right.
Huh. Pretty much.
So what do you think of the game, though? I mean, do you like it? I tried playing it. I'll be honest. I wasn't a huge fan.
I haven't played enough Killer Instinct to really have a
to make like a huge decision on it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I played a little bit while I was shooting the short film, and it involved gaming, but it was okay. I'll be honest. I don't think that it really brought me back to the days of loving, you know, like Street Fighter and all that. I don't know if it can really. I'm sorry. There's just something about it. It it was definitely a button masher, you know, and yeah, it was, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to play the devil's advocate on this part. So, but continue.
Hey, TKO, if you're going to say combo breaker, you got to do it right. Don't do it all high.
Combo breaker.
No, it's got to be guttural. Combo breaker.
Breaker.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
From deep in your loins.
Oh, by the way, Netflix.
Hold on. Everyone, real quick. I think Deg's feeling a little toasty.
Uh-oh. Deg. I did miss out. What did I miss out on?
Finish them.
Urge to kill Ryan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. So apparently Netflix is going to be raising its prices pretty soon, and we can all thank Comcast for that one.
Oh, what did they do?
Well, it's just about, you know, like Netflix is now having to pay various ISPs for more bandwidth to be able to actually stream worth a crap.
You remember that net neutrality shit we were talking about?
Right. Yes.
Yep.
That's that.
Oh, by the way, Deg, did you hear that, like, the FCC is trying to fast-track, well, you know, it's funny I say fast-track because they're trying to fast-track internet traffic fast-tracking. So basically you can have tiered internet.
No!
That's exactly what we were talking about last
week. When do we vote? Because that might be the first thing I vote for in my life, to say no.
Did you ever call the FCC or send a letter to your senator? Like,
wait, they're not going to have like a vote with polls?
I just emailed them a link to the YouTube video of Family Guy singing the FCC song.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to get together and just do this. This has to be a priority, honestly. Like, it needs to be at the top of our list because we're going to hate it once it actually happens.
It's too late now. The only thing you can really do is cut the cord. Let your money talk.
Really?
So by do this, do mean blow up and this mean Comcast?
I plead the fifth.
By the way, that is a joke to any NSA agents listening right now. I do not plan on doing that.
Boards lit up. There's helicopter strike teams en route to you right now.
My client reserves the right to plead the Fifth Amendment.
Span, quick, go to a different country.
Right now. Unplug your internet. Run.
Anyway, by the way, new Skylanders game was announced.
Oh, God.
Skylanders Trap Team, where when you defeat certain enemies, you can trap them into crystals that, yes, you have to buy physical crystals that you jam into your Portal of Power, and they get warped into the Portal of Power. So now, instead of designing and sculpting, you know, really awesome figures, they just have, you know, a crystal that's cheap and easy, and they can charge you for it and put characters into them without having to make sculpts anymore.
Oh, my God!
Anyway, so...
Yeah, do you think that, like, eventually it'll just be, like, inside this square tube... Inside this square cube is a guy. Put the square cube on the Portal of Power. We just saved 80% of our budget by not having...
Ben, no, you're tripping. It's going to be a barcode as you put on your Portal of Power. A barcode they printed out. You're going to put that on your Portal of Power, and that's going to be the character. And that's going to cost $12.
You know, seriously, though, Skylanders Trap Team, that just makes me think of a transvestite Super Friends.
Anyway, folks.
The ambiguously gay duo.
We had to go there. It was time before we went there.
Getting to that hour limit. We may be going a little over, but you know what? Hey, it's getting to that time.
Wait, is there anything we weren't able to hit this week?
Halo and Destiny composer Marty O'Donnell being fired by Bungie after working for them, like, over a decade.
Well, I guess that's what we'll be talking about next week.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to talk about that next week. By the way,
we're
going
to have to bring that up.
Oh, also, and if anyone else is waiting, is, like, you know, giddy at all about, you know, the new Transformers game coming out, the MMO. Transformers Universe.
Be sure to...
Or my bad. MOBA. No, they're calling it a massively online tactical something. Whatever.
Huh.
It's both something.
Yeah.
Shit that you bring up from here on out.
Well, it is. Well, it's like the Transformers Fall of Cybertron. But
anyway, we are really kind of going over the time limit right now.
I was gonna let you know. I got it.
All right,
guys. We just don't want to leave.
And you know what?
Stephanie, help me.
And you know what?
I'm sorry.
You know what? If you guys honestly feel the show's a little bit cramped sometimes, hey, let us know. Maybe we'll see if we can work out extending the time a little bit. But for now, we got to start wrapping things
up. Help me, please.
Well, Captain, you know, to be honest, you know, we've talked a little bit about this, and we think it's a good idea. Basically, you know, every week we don't always have enough time to hit all of our topics.
Oh,
and
cool.
So, you know, going forward, if there's any topics that, you know, we didn't have a chance to get to, we'll take, you know, the last couple minutes of the show, and we'll basically just do a lineup of, you know, here are the things we didn't have time to get to. And that is so, you know, A, our listeners can see that, no, we're not, you know, missing things. We just, you know, didn't have a chance to get to them. And B, it also gives them a chance to interact with us in a way by saying, hey, you know, if any of these topics that we missed, you want to hear about them next week, let us know on our Twitter, let us know on our Facebook, and that way you can have a hand in the kind of content we have on the show by telling us what you want to hear.
That definitely does sound like a
Absolutely.
Good plan.
It does. They can also check it out on the also the Eric Zulli app will connect them directly, so they can watch the show there, and they can post up anything they want right there as well. So they can go connect with us in any of those fashions. But it's to them, to the fans to let us know what it is that you guys want. So, yeah, I agree.
Awesome. Amazing.
Anyway, folks, all right. I think we pretty much got out all our methods on trying to get a hold of us during the week. So, with that said, good game, folks.
Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Good morning.
Good game.
It'll all be fine when you play online if you just try to not be a dick.